You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I want to chat with you guys with some odds and ends, things that I've been percolating on this morning. One of them is an 18-year-old. Now, she's in Europe, but this could happen anywhere, I believe. She's suing her parents. She's 18 years old. She's going to sue mom and dad because of all the baby photos that she sees that her parents have posted over the years.
Oh.
Embarrassing childhood photos leading to a lawsuit. She apparently has asked her parents multiple times to take them down. They wouldn't do it. Here's her quote. They knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my crib. Every stage was photographed and then made public. And when they wouldn't take the photos down, she has gone to court. The case goes to court in November.
Is she an ugly kid or something?
What a little jerk face.
Well, I can understand the naked ones. Get the naked ones off media.
She's 3 years old. Who cares?
She's 18 now,
a
though.
A lot of creepers out there, Emily.
Here's the my angle on this, just personally. And this is me, because I know that I'm totally on an island with this. But I have so many friends where their Facebook page is only their children. You don't know anything about the adult whatsoever. You go to their Facebook page, and it's all 100% photos of their kids. I'm like, well, how do your kids feel about
that? Defriend.
How are they going? Kind of. Hide. It's like, this is your Facebook page. Yeah. You know, put some pictures of your kids on there. But
I've never done that.
Kids?
Right. Get a life.
Anyway, so what the interesting thing about it is she has not specified how much money she's after in this. She is going to let the court decide how much she should get for her pain and suffering at the hands of her parents putting all these naked photos of her online.
They're so proud of their little jerk daughter.
Who's seen them but family members? Who's probably seen her on the toilet anyway? They probably helped her when she was a kid. Come wipe me.
You know, if
it's pain
you
and
have,
suffering there.
If you have a new baby, I think that you should just create a Facebook page like for your kid, and that's where you
baby.
Put all the pictures.
Just call it baby.
You know, and so then maybe you can keep your Facebook page for some sort of identity of your own, and then that way, you know, just a thought.
It's kind of funny to me. Anyway, so good luck. And you know what? This is going to open the door for many other 17, 18, 19-year-olds. Even in this country, who can turn around and sue mom and dad for all of the social shaming.
Like, what if Reed did this to you, Jeremy?
I would shove him down.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
What a jerk.
What an entitled
little... Well, I'll raise him not to be like that.
Yeah.
Entitled little...
I never see you post photos of him anyway.
No, I don't post photos of the kids. And even Nicole on hers, rarely. I mean, there's a lot of kids on her page, but it's maybe once every couple months.
I had somebody once tell me that they would never post a photo of their children. They say, you never know who's going to get hold of your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's
and I don't want them seeing my kids, finding out where my kids live and blah, blah, blah. She goes, if we're all about protecting and shielding our children, which is what we've heard for years and years and years, right? Is
somebody please think of the children.
Then you don't really want to put their photos out there too much.
I'm just in the camp of I don't think anybody cares.
No.
Like, they don't care. Like, it's cute to us, but to Dom, it's like, nobody cares.
Stop posting your monthly updates with, like, the little picture. It's like, 14 months and 2 days.
Now that sometimes I
we did that.
I have to admit, sometimes I enjoy that.
I like that, and that was mostly for people out of state that follow us.
Right.
That like you know that never saw the kids ever. They enjoy that, but
you need it every month.
It's a weekly, 52 weeks.
Oh my god,
it's pretty neat. Nicole actually just she made 2 photo albums, both kids, of a picture a week for 52 weeks, and then she puts it out at their first birthday party. She put it out. And it's actually pretty cool to flip through that and see the progression every week.
Yeah,
seriously.
Into a little human.
Yeah.
It's
I like
neat.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
All right. And then the other story for odds and ends that I wanted to chat with you about. The city of Denver is taking, I have to imagine, its tax dollars. And by the way, just for the record, I am not down on this person whatsoever. In fact, I'm going to say cheers to this gentleman for being able to talk the city of Denver into hiring them for this job. But those of you who pay your taxes to the city of Denver, there's a new employee whose title is Chief Pedestrian Planner.
Sounds legit.
Chief Pedestrian Planner.
His job is to make people want to walk more and to make walking more pleasant.
He's the sidewalk czar.
He is. But here are the two things that jumped out at me at this story. First of all, when I first saw that, I was like, well, okay.
You can't reinvent walking.
I walk a ton. So he's hired and he's being paid to fix everything. So what do you think his first job is? He's going out there asking everybody to make suggestions on how they can improve walking. So he's the expert hired to do it. And his first job is to sit back and say,
I don't know.
What do you guys want me to do?
I want lit sidewalks. Like, yeah, as you walk on each square, it lights up.
Oh, yes.
That'd make me walk more
there. Like the Michael Jackson music
video.
Like
Saturday Night Fever.
Right. Improvements could include planting trees.
Meh.
Yeah.
Widening sidewalks.
Well, we are getting fatter.
Increasing crosswalk times. We needed to pay somebody to come up with all this, but here is the creme de la creme of the whole thing. So he's sitting back in his office with his feet up on the desk saying,
not walking.
What do you guys think I should do? Here's the last line. His group will take up to 18 months to develop strategies and policies based on the citizen input. And then soon after that, work on improvements will begin.
He's so milking the clock is what you're saying.
He's got a year and a half.
It's R&D, Dom.
To sit back and look at Facebook posts from people about how they can widen sidewalks.
He's got to do research, Dom.
What a job.
He's got to.
How do we get these kind of jobs?
This might be very important.
Oh, come on. Yeah. It's hilarious.
We've got a lot of people moving to this state, and we need to move them around in a timely fashion.
Sure. Let me be the sidewalk czar. I'd say the same thing. Widen the sidewalks, put up a few lights, put up a few trees, done.
And the lit sidewalks.
Can you tell me what else there is possibly you can do?
Billie Jean sidewalks.
Yeah, okay. Billie Jean sidewalks.
Boom.
Fine.
I'm walking all over the place.
Now I've got another 17 months, 29 days, 23 hours, and 55 minutes.
Put a McDonald's on every corner and people be walking like crazy. Or Starbucks.
No, they take those little scooters to them. So, anyway, so that's my favorite odds and ends story. We have a chief pedestrian planner for the city of Denver.
Whatever. We come from a jealous place. You know you want to meet this dude. I'd go have cocktails
with him. I want to give him a fist bump for talking the city into this. What a gig. I'm going to take 18 months for people to tell me to widen sidewalks.
I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Months.
There's more to it than that.
Yeah, he's going to plant some trees and increase crosswalk times. Yeah, you see that crosswalk?
Well, you got to figure out what kind of trees.
That crosswalk is 22 seconds. That needs to be 26 seconds.
Bump it up.
You know what happens when the crosswalk time increases? That means the traffic lights, red lights
increase.
That is
correct.
Too.
That means everybody else who's not walking, who's in their car, is going to be sitting longer at red lights.
Yep. Jeremy would be the guy like that would take all 26 seconds and just like look at people getting frustrated in their car. Like,
make
come
eye
on,
contact.
Dude, cross me. Jeremy's like, hey.
I don't walk around the city. It's dangerous. I drive.
I will say this. Have you ever been driving somewhere? For us, it's in the middle of the night when there's no traffic anyway. Or maybe even early on a weekend where there's no traffic on the road and somebody's at an intersection. No cars coming except you.
Uh-huh.
And yet they hit the crosswalk button, gives you a red light. You're the only car and you've got to stop for like 45 seconds while they take 7 seconds to cross a street that they could have done without hitting the crosswalk button and stopping
That's
cars.
That's this guy. He's doing research.
You know what? I'm going to write to him.
Mm-hmm. Unplug those at night.
Just cross the street. Anyway, those are your odds and ends.
Poor guy, we're beating up on him. We don't even know him.
You notice,
I defended him. You beat up on him.
I did not beat up on him. I said I want to fist bump him for talking the city into that job.
And then you critiqued everything.
It's funny that the city, I'm more poking fun at the city than this guy.
What do you got against trees?
What do you think his credentials are? Like, what kind of a degree do you need?
That's a great question, Em. I don't know.
Maybe he went to like culinary school.
Just for feet university.
And he just fell into walking. You know?
Do you know, over the last year, I have walked, because I have this thing on my phone called a jog log where I keep track of everything.
Yeah.
I probably have walked, in the last 12 months, close to 1,200 miles.
And I would walk 1,200
so,
more.
Don't you think that makes me the most qualified to be the pedestrian planner?
No.
Sure do.
1,200 miles? I bet I've walked more miles than this guy.
Mm. No. You're a walk bragger.
I'm a walk freak.
Did you step on any cracks? because that's dangerous.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.